For the second time in the last 2 weeks, Senate Republicans yesterday managed to block consideration of a non-binding resolution opposing a troop increase in Iraq. The House approved the same resolution Friday. The rare Saturday Senate vote of 56 to 34 fell far short of the 60 votes required to move ahead with that resolution. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner joins us. David, first of all, was yesterday's Senate vote, you think, affected by the fact that the House approved the anti-troop surge resolution on Friday, with 17 Republicans joining all but two of the House Democrats in voting for it?
Well, you know, Leanne, I think it clearly was, because the Senate actually had a very similar procedural vote 2 weeks ago, and only two Republicans joined Democrats then to go ahead on a resolution. And yesterday, seven Republicans broke ranks. But because Democrats have only two more seats than Republicans do in this Senate, that still wasn't enough to get to that magic number of 60 to get past this Republican filibuster.
Majority Leader Harry Reid said after yesterday's vote that he's done with this resolution. He's moving on to other things. So is this it for the Senate Iraq debate?
Oh, by no means. I think this was simply the opening salvo in what's bound to be a bigger and tougher fight over Iraq in the coming weeks. In fact, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer said on the Senate floor yesterday that his party's going to keep pushing hard on Iraq.
So our job here, which this resolution begins, is to ratchet up the pressure on the president, on those who are still on his side in terms of this policy, until they change.
Now, Schumer did not say exactly how Democrats plan to ratchet up the pressure, but he said there are going to be more resolutions, there are going to be more actions, and stay tuned. They're not going to give this up.
Senate Republicans yesterday actually challenged the Democrats to vote to cut off the funds for the Iraq war. What does that mean?
Well, you know, Republicans know that Democrats are somewhat traumatized about being blamed for losing the Vietnam War because of actions they took then to limit funding. And they're not just daring, they're almost taunting Democrats and saying, go ahead, make my day, do something real. Yesterday, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham said this on the Senate floor.
If you believe this is a lost cause and victory can't be achieved, that our people are in the middle of a mess, a civil war, and not one person should get injured or killed because we've made huge mistakes that cannot be turned around, then cut off funding. Have a vote on something that matters.
And right after the vote yesterday, Majority Leader Harry Reid said, in fact, right now, at least for now, Democrats are not thinking about cutting off funds. But he left open the possibility that that may happen later.
David, do you think there are any binding measures on Iraq that are actually going to come out of the now democratically controlled Congress?
Well, I think right now, given the votes that we've just had, I don't see the numbers there either for getting past the filibuster in the Senate and especially getting past a presidential veto. But I think that we are going to see lots of actions, especially on the supplemental funding request for Iraq of $100 billion that's coming up in the next few weeks. There are going to be many attempts to attach strings to that.
NPR's congressional correspondent, David Wellner. David, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Leanne.